Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Six o'clock on the East Coast, which means there's only 3 hours and 20 minutes to go before the tip of tonight's NCAA championship. They like these games late, don't they? Between Kansas and North Carolina. It also means something else. As soon as this game ends, the sports world changes its focus to Augusta, Georgia, where our next guest joins us. He is Matt Berry. Matt, it's great to have you back on the program. It also means college football season is around the corner. But first, Augusta, good afternoon. And how is everything on Magnolia Lane right now?
Hey, Paul, good afternoon. Yeah, good talking with you. You know, it is that time of year where we kind of turn the page to the spring. And it was an electric day at Augusta National. We know Tiger showed up yesterday when we were walking around. But today, Paul, was really the first time since 2019 that Tiger was in front of a full complement of patrons there at Augusta National Golf Club. And there was just this hum and this buzz about him being out here. So then we're all on Tiger watch. We're watching him walk. We're watching him hit. We're trying to see what he looks like from a physical standpoint perspective. And that's really the story right now. It's Tiger and everybody else. Until he declares that he won't play, we assume that he will play. And we'll just kind of keep watching him. It's going to rain out tomorrow. Tomorrow there's not going to be any golf. It's going to be bad weather. So today was really the last day we could get a look at him. His press conference is tomorrow at 11 a.m. And so it's Tiger watch. It's a remarkable story, whether he plays or not, but it's good to see him out here.
Yeah, and anyone else could not get away with this, but he is Tiger, and he is the show. And, you know, Matt, there are a lot of skeptics, of course. Doesn't matter, because I would assume that we'll know pretty soon. But what are you hearing from the insiders on the likelihood that he will be teeing it up sometime on Thursday?
So I've talked to a couple of people within his camp, so to speak, and he is doing everything that he needs to do with the mindset that he's going to play. He's played now 9 holes Sunday. He played 9 holes today. His caddy, Joe LaCava, was out there this afternoon while Tiger was resting, doing the normal caddy prep and green reading and all the yardage book numbers. So he's out there doing and prepping as if he's going to play. And here's my take on it, Paul. He wouldn't go through all of this if he was going to just disappoint everybody and not play. I really believe that had he come out of last week just not feeling physically well, he'd have said, hey, guys, I'm just not physically ready. I can't play this year. But the fact that he went through last week, he's shown up here. He's played 2 practice rounds the last couple of days. Now, look, it's possible he may have just come out here to feel what it's like to be around the guys again and play 18 at Augusta and tease everybody. That's possible. But I think the likelihood of him playing is better than it's not.
That's fair. And again, I you know, if I'm sitting over there in your shoes and I'm you want him to play and everyone wants to see him. I mean, he is that important. But let's talk about just – yeah, you know, where he's been the last year and a couple of months, Matt, and the, you know, forget winning the tournament, just getting through the tournament. You know what those hills of Augusta are like. Put that into perspective for us.
Yeah, it's the hardest walk on tour. It is the absolute hardest walk on tour by a wide margin. So the fact that he could even be in the position where he could consider playing after nearly dying or being in a car wreck that could have killed him just a little over a year ago is remarkable in and of itself. And he hasn't played a major championship in over 500 days. Last time he teed it up was at the Masters, November of 2020. And so he hasn't been playing competitive golf. He was in an accident that almost amputated his leg. Like, this is some remarkable stuff that he's even walking and just watching him out there today. Paul, here's the thing. The golf swing looks great. The fact that he's still playing golf at a high level, at least from the standpoint of being able to keep up with these guys, is remarkable. But to go what he's gone through, to deal with what he's dealt with, these injuries, these surgeries, he's had five back surgeries, the horrific car wreck. I think he's been able to walk up and down these hills and laugh and smile and just be out here as a victory. That's why some people think that's all Tiger wanted to do was come out here and prove to himself that he could do it. But I guess we'll remain to be seen. We get to pairings tomorrow afternoon or late morning. We'll see who he's grouped with the first couple of days. And Tiger's not going to come out here to miss the cut. And so if he plays, he intends on being physically ready to play four competitive rounds. And if he does, Paul, if he puts the peg in the ground Thursday at his tee time, I think it's one of the more remarkable comeback stories we've seen in sports.
And, Matt, you have to wonder if that's not part of it. And I know what you just said, and everyone knows about Tiger, but we're not talking about the Tiger of the late 90s, the 2000s. I mean, this is a completely different situation where teeing it up either in the morning or in the afternoon is really a win. I wonder, in your mind, how much of that he is just trying to get full circle, and he has the capital to do it. It's not like he's taking up somebody's spot in the tournament. Nobody cares about whoever that first alternate is.
Yeah, and they don't do that at the Masters. He's not taking anyone's spot. He's in the field for life. So Tiger's always got a spot in the Masters. He doesn't have to declare anything other than, hey, my guys that I'm grouped with are going to be minus one player. And so he knows that. He knows the protocol here at Augusta. He knows he's in someone's spot who's worked for it. And so there's part of me, because I said that when he won in 19, when it was probably one of the greatest wins we've ever seen in this sport, when he won in 19, I made a comment, and I stand by it, that if he'd have rolled the credits on his career then, it would have been one of the greatest stories ever told. He could just go away and be happy about it. But that car wreck and nearly dying, I think, did something to him, that he really wants to be back out here one final time. He doesn't want to go out that way. And if he's able to compete for 4 days and just make the cut and give people one more glimpse at Tiger Woods, I think it's as healthy and therapeutic for him as it is everybody else that's kind of grown up with him in the age of Tiger Woods. They don't want their golf hero to go out with a car that slipped off the road. They want to go out with him smiling, playing, and maybe hitting those roars one more time here over the next.
Matt, other than Tiger, who is supposed to win this thing?
I'm glad you said that, because we've been laughing. I mean, there's great players out here. We've yet to talk about him because you know who showed up yesterday. I would say Scottie Scheffler, University of Texas alum, world number one. He's won three times this year. He's had a really, really good start to 2022.
And the spelling of that is what?
Scheffler?
I mean, I'm kidding, of course, because I know he's won a couple of times, but when I mean, talking about him in the same breath as Tiger just seems unfair, doesn't it?
Isn't it funny? It's funny because you got him, you got John Rahm, the world number one. We're naming all of these guys, so people are like, yeah, but what about Tiger? Is he going to play? And that's kind of the way it's been with golf, right? He is the needle. No one else matters in this sport right now than Tiger Woods. And, you know, you've got the complimentist. Victor Hovland's another guy to keep an eye on. Brooks Koepka is always going to tee it up. But everybody out here, Justin Thomas, they played today. They're good buddies. Everybody's waiting to see if Tiger tees it up. And it's going to be a little bit of a letdown because there's such a buzz out here right now thinking that he might. So I really hope, for the sake of ESPN's first two rounds ratings perspective, that Tiger shows up and gives us a show.
So if he doesn't play, Matt, you know, I know sometimes on the final round they'll put a marker out there. Do you get his spot in the pairing if he no shows?
Let's hope I can talk someone. I'll do my work Tuesday. How about this? When it's raining tomorrow, when I know no one's really doing any golf prep, I'll see if I can sneak into whatever office I need to sneak into. Hey guys, listen, if you need a third, I'm your guy. Sign me up.
Well, Matt, we will be watching you all week. Next time we get you, we'll start quizzing you on that other sport that you talk about, college football. Be well. Enjoy the rest of the week in Augusta. Sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting.
Better be a quick quiz because I'm calling the Alabama spring game next Saturday. So we'll be right back out to college football world as soon as I leave Augusta.
Okay, I'll save it for then. Okay, I'm sorry, Matt.
Save it for then. We'll do some Alabama football. Let's just enjoy the pines of Augusta National.
Okay,
the Roll Tide.
Make room for us on the Friday before, please.
Done. Book it.
Okay. Matt Berry in Augusta. Always fun. We will talk to him a week from Friday, right before the Alabama spring game. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We started it off in Columbia with a celebration of the Gamecocks winning the national title. Then we had Coach Dawn Staley on, many other guests since then. Let's check in now with Legend. Hello, Legend.
Ronnie Van Zandt, baby. Oh, yeah. The original Black Hat, baby.
He was.
I don't know what the hell that tribute band they got going on now, Paul, but that's the original Black Hat, baby.
That's a cover band.
Yeah, that's a tribute band they got going on now. You hear they finna bring out a song called Sweet Home Florida?
Are you friggin' kidding me?
Are you friggin' kidding me? What an insult, tribute band Lynyrd Skynyrd. Why don't you, Coach K, and Tom Brady go on and retire your ass? What an insult, man.
We have to remember something, Legend. There are probably the majority of the audience who never realized when they go to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert who the engine of that group was. Not the wayward brother, but Ronnie.
Really, that'd be like me passing and a squirrel trying to take over the championship.
That would be like putting Julian Lennon, let the Beatles get back together again and Julian be the co-lead.
Yeah, I mean, come on, give it up. Paul got up this morning and thank God, like I always do, I wandered over to my life-size picture of Nick Saban. And I said, Coach Saban, I'm hearing a lot of noise out of Texas that a giant is on the rise. And I heard Coach Saban say back to me, grasshopper. Do you not know that Bryce Young and Will Anderson Jr. plays for us? And when they go 1 and 2 in the NFL draft next year, Arch Manning will be our quarterback. So let all the A&M wonders dream and dream. Grasshopper, but understand I am the king and the 70 is the new 50, and before I go we'll be in the 20s, baby, with them rings, grasshopper. And I realize, Paul, when you think about this SMU program, it's just an illusion. Woo! It's just an illusion, baby. Hey, Paul, you went all Black Hat on Duke in the first hour, did you?
I did, yes. Now, ever since you gave me that Black Hat, I feel like I have to earn it.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Man, you have earned it, brother. J-Man, K-Dell, Jerome, Joe from Red Bay, and Fine Bomb. You that quiet guy in the corner. Everybody says, oh, you ain't got to worry about him. Then you pull out a 20-gauge and go crazy. Woo! I tell you what, I enjoyed I-Man's call today. You got to give credit where credit's due, Paul. I tell you, I mean, on this show, you got rats, you got liars, and you got midnight riders, baby. That's him right there, boy. I tell you the truth. That was funny as hell about Jim. So I guess Forrest done quit again, Paul. Is that the truth?
I believe so, yes.
Run, Forrest! Run, Forrest! Jenny's at the end of the road. She's telling you, get away from Feinbaum. He's evil. He's demonic. Run, Forrest! Run, Forrest! I mean, come on, dude. Grow the hell up. If you want to be the greatest caller of all time, quit quitting every 3 or 4 friggin' days, dude. I mean, I've heard you're a legend in Tuscaloosa. They tell me you're the one that had that famous quote, don't dig for water under the outhouse, moron. I mean, come on, dude. If you're really a legend, you're really the greatest caller, then friggin' prove it and quit quitting, dude. Friggin' black hat out, grasshopper.
What a line. Quit quitting. Anyway, JK is up next.
Hey, Paul, what's up, bud?
Hey there, JK.
Hey, this JK, a.k.a. the Bama hater. Let me rebut Mr. Not so much of a legend. This dude keep calling up there talking about Will Anderson and Bryce Young. I got a question for legend and all the Bama fans that keep making excuses about one wide receiver being hurt when they were supposed to be able to plug 5 stars in and out of every position. Mr. Legend, didn't Bryce Young and Will Anderson play the national championship game, the same game where Georgia scored 20 points in less than 10 minutes in one quarter? Don't nobody want to hear that crap from you, and all the Bama fans keep making all these excuses. You only make excuses when Bama loses. But you had a Heisman Trophy wide receiver that was hurt when you guys won the national championship 2 years ago. So all of this crying and whining and snot slinging, don't nobody want to hear all that garbage. Just keep on doing what you guys do to get to the playoffs every year. Utah State, ULM, Vanderbilt, and Austin Peay. There's no way you should miss the playoffs. That's my take on Mr. Legend. And my vote for the call of the year, no other than I-Man and Jerome, 1 and 1A. Those are the best two callers you got, Paul, other than Mr. Larry. Those are the best three. All that other garbage, Legend and Jim. If Jim called one time and talk about sports, I'll stop calling this show to complain. But he never talks about sports on a sports show. Talk to him for me, Paul.
Well, JK, you have a good one. I mean, you understand the show. I mean, you've been around a while. We've had many conversations. Not as many as we probably should, because you always bring a serious take.
Hey, Paul, you know what I found about that? And I love the show, Paul. I'm not going to call it every day because I don't like to hear that business signal. Jim will call the show 5 and 6 times a day. And 5 or 6 times that he gets on, he's not talking about sports other than lying about he's better than Ted Williams. And there's no proof of him being an athlete nowhere on earth that I know of. None whatsoever. So just tell Legend and all the Bama fans, just get ready for the poo pie and the cupcakes that Nick Saban is used to. That's why he liked Lil Debbie so much, because he's used to cupcakes.
You're too good to be a semi-regular caller here, JK.
You keep me on hold. Hey, I only have so much battery life, and I'm not going to spend 50% of it waiting to get put on the air. So I call every once in a while, and hopefully I get put on. But, hey, just like I said, Paul, the number one caller to this show is I-Man and Jerome. And you got a close second with Larry from Shelby. And you know what? Just like I told my buddy today, I'm the Bama hater. But most of my best friends are Alabama fans. They just a little misguided. That's all wrong with them.
Hey, J.K., where did you get – I'm trying to remember the Bama – I mean, were you a Notre Dame fan? I'm trying to remember the genesis of that.
Notre Dame?
I can't remember. Who are you a fan of?
Listen to me, Paul. You know I'm a Miami fan.
Miami. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I got Miami and Notre Dame confused. Shame on me.
See, it's a difference between me and an Alabama fan. If Miami lose, you're not going to hear the excuse from me. You're not going to hear me whine and complain. Just take it like a man. Alabama got drugged in the national championship game. And all I've heard since January, excuse after excuse after excuse. Okay, it's just pathetic.
Okay, hey, J.K., thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Let me take a hold on. I didn't realize that Handsome Joe was there. Go right ahead, Joe.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul Feinbaum. And I'll tell you what, this Alabama hater, you know why Miami fans, they don't make excuses for losses? Because it would be a weekly job for them. I mean, because they lose so regular, and it's just like the rest of the country. The best thing they could do is just hate Alabama. And, oh, we had a bad year, Paul. I don't know who you're talking about. We crying. We lost two games this year. I mean, that you know, we won 13 ball games this year, including one of those teams we lost to. We beat them worse than they beat us. So this Miami fan, I don't know who he's calling crying. But, Paul, I'm not crying. I'm not crying a bit, Paul, because right now we're already going to be the preseason number one ranked, and I'd like to know where the Miami Hurricanes is going to be ranked at. I mean, I don't even know if they'll be
that
top 25.
I confused a class program with his when I asked if he was a Notre Dame fan.
Right. Well, hey, it'd have been a better ball team if he was. I mean, that would have been a better ball team. But, you know, hey, as far as, you know, Ronnie Van Zant, you know, Johnny Van Zant, you know, the wayward son, I'm going to give him a little bit of slide on because he is from Jacksonville, Florida, and the content of the song was what a good job Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. It's not one of these rock bands like Sweet Home Alabama. He's just putting up his government.
So the I have not heard the song. I've heard about it. So the lyrics of this song is a tribute to Ron DeSantis?
That's it. Ron DeSantis and the job they're doing in Florida.
And what in particular are they praising Governor DeSantis for doing?
Well, because it's the most prosperous state in the country. That, for starters, that's a pretty good deal
I've
right
seen
there.
I've seen him in the news lately for a lot of – he's come under a lot of criticism, especially for his I'm not going to get into it here, but
I know what you're talking about there, Paul, and that was totally missed. If people would actually read that bill, they would understand. In Disney World, I would kick them completely out of my state. Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Take your butt to New York City.
I work for Disney, but you realize the amount of jobs and revenue that Disney brings to the state of Florida?
Do you know how many businesses bring revenue down there, Paul? But you know what?
I would imagine you can a lot, but revenue. I don't think there's one that has brought more business over the last, 30, 40 years than Disney World.
Money can't trump correcting your kids, Paul. Corrupting your kids. Okay, money cannot cover
Joe,
that.
Joe, I am not going to get into this conversation here. It's I'll leave it to the other channels up and down the dial. But we will take a break here. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. Landers is up next as we continue. Good afternoon, Landers.
How are you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
This is my second time I've ever actually got on the air, man. But I am an Alabama fan, but I just wanted to comment on the past couple of callers. I feel like you're with me when I say, like, every team, especially college teams, like, have, you know, their fans are proud of and the fans are not proud of. But as far as Miami goes, I don't feel like I've been scared or even think they were relevant since maybe like Willis McGahee, Ken Dorsey, Kellen Winslow type era. But I did laugh at your Notre Dame joke earlier when there's not much of a difference. But I think I look at Alabama now and their dynasty is like the same way people looked at the Golden State Warriors or like something like that. You've got your fair weather fans. Of course, you know, some of us react differently when we lose one game and they want to, you know, destroy somebody's, you know, whole social life on social media or something like that. I'm not one of those. I'm one of those that doesn't talk smack until talk smack too. But, you know, there will be another era when Alabama is not doing as well as they are right now. But that time has not come yet. But these people, like, from other, you know, conferences or other fans or whatever else, I think it's interesting that they love to hate on us based off of, like, that they don't have anything to play for. It's like, oh, well, we didn't make the college football playoff, but we're going to cheer for the fact that Alabama lost today.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I mean, you can tell me if you disagree or not.
No, Landers, I think you're correct. When you are in that position, there is going to be envy and hating and constant teeth gnashing. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it very, very much. Mike is up next in Virginia. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Good. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to the South Carolina women's basketball team for winning the national championship last night. And second of all, are you history buff?
I most certainly am.
54 years ago today, what happened?
Well, it was around this time that Dr. King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee.
There you go, my man. You
yeah,
got a
and by
head,
the way, the main
head,
reason
so
I remember
it,
like, I may have remembered it anywhere elsewhere, but I lived in Memphis. I grew up there, so I'll never forget that moment because it was not that far from our house, maybe about 10, 12 miles, and it just seeing it through that prism. I mean, I don't think it mattered where you lived because of what happened in the next couple of days and the destruction that occurred in America. But everything about that, I mean, I've gone back and seen and read so much about that moment in time. And it's a moment in time worth remembering every year. I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, I was only 6 years old. How were you when you saw that?
I was 12, so I remembered it a little bit better.
You got 6 years on me, so you're 66. I got your age.
So, yeah, a young man. Of all the things that happened, growing up, I would say that was the most indelible moment of my youth in terms of, let me correct myself because I was a little bit young when President Kennedy was killed, but I was much more in tune with the news and current events and the politics of the moment at that time.
Yep. That was 1962, right, for Kennedy?
It was November of 63, yes.
Okay. I was close. So.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'll give you a pass.
I was born in 61. Okay. All right, Paul. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank
Have a good evening.
Much. Yeah, it's I think because every young person remembers those moments. I think today it's a little bit different because with every generation, there is a new moment. Those were the moments of the '60s. The '80s had the Challenger explosion, obviously 2001, 9/11, and so many moments since then. But those are the benchmark moments of American history. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Sean is up next in Indiana. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Paul. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
First time caller. And yes, Disney World has definitely been a huge, huge contribution over the past 40 years to Florida, because my family can attest to that.
By the way, I wasn't talking about anything in that conversation, which I know has two sides. I know that very well. Other than, you know, be careful when you just simply be, or you're dismissive of a company that has brought a lot to a lot of people. I know I sound like I'm a company man. That has nothing to do with it. It's fact.
Well, you watch the documentary on Walt Disney, it's quite amazing. You kind of get a little insight on what really happened, at least from a, 30,000 feet point of view. But the reason I called is I'm a typical Midwest country boy that can state he's a Notre Dame fan in football and a IU fan in basketball. yes, that is a stigma, and it's true. We have a lot of those folks. SEC dominance, we see it every year. I tell you I'm an Indiana and Notre Dame fan because, one, I can't root for Michigan, nor can I root for Michigan State. And I say that because I don't think Purdue's ever going to get over the hump. Does a great job, the current coach, but just keeps getting caught. And I'm at a fork in the road, being an IU fan. I think Alabama, as a basketball program, although the first year former player head coach for IU is doing a great job his first year to even get him in the tournament, I think Alabama, prior to this year, has a better chance to reach a Final Four than an Indiana school does, more or less maybe another SEC team. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, and thanks again for the call.
Thank you very much. I think if you're talking about Nate Oates, and I think if you're objective and you look at the SEC, that is clearly an ascending program. So is Arkansas with two Elite Eight appearances. And that's not being dismissive of anyone, but, the SEC, had a fantastic regular season. The postseason in men's basketball is going to be hotly debated, not in women's basketball, though. Let's continue with more phone calls. Lewis is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Lewis.
Hello, Mr. Paul. You're looking well today.
Thank you.
Hope you're having a good day.
I am. Fantastic.
Paul, I call a couple of reasons. You got time. I think we got one guy in America that can figure out this transfer portal and NIL mess.
Who is that?
Well, I'm sure you know him. I don't. But I'll give you a hint. He's retired. And he's got $1 zillion. Would you guess?
Okay. Let's all think about this for a second. Someone who is retired with $1 zillion.
Recently retired in the last, I'm going to say, year. Got $1 zillion. But he's very smart.
I don't know.
And I bet you know him. I bet you've met him. Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett.
Yeah, I tell you where you got me on that question, because there are not that many zillionaires. I didn't realize Warren Buffett had retired.
Yes, he retired from Berkshire Hathaway.
Okay, I did not know that.
I'm going to say in the last year.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know him. I used to work with a guy at the local newspaper. And we were, quick story here, we'd go to lunch every day, and he was a big market guy, and I didn't have any money, so I was just curious. And he was telling me about Warren Buffett. This was in the 80s. And he said, if you have any money, you ought to put a little. I said, well, I don't have any money, so it really doesn't matter, but I appreciate the stock tip. It turned out that he was working on a book on Warren Buffett, and he's done several volumes. And I'm just trying to think, if my small amount of money had bought that stock in the early 80s when we started talking about it, I would probably be sitting next to Warren on the yacht.
You wouldn't be working for ESPN.
No, I wouldn't be an hourly employee, no.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm not the smartest guy.
Well, Warren lives in Omaha. I think he's a Nebraska football fan. I'm not positive about that, but I don't know if he would. You're right. I mean, he is easily considered among the smartest financiers in American history. Hey, I hate to run. We're up against a break. He's in his 90s, so I guess if he retired, it shouldn't be that big of a surprise. We are coming right back after this.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
And we are back, and Eric is up next. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Talking about the academic fraud, the next problem is going to be the tolerance of criminal activity. That's going to increase. There won't be second chances. There'll be third and fourth chances. This thing just seems to have no end of bad things that can happen. And it's incredibly discouraging to the people who love the game. And in a future call, I can tell you the only possible way to fix this, one way for NIL and another for the portal. We don't have time today, but I think I have the only possible ways that this can be curtailed in any way.
Well, Eric, I think we all would certainly like to hear that, so let's continue this conversation when you can.
I will call you later this week because I know it's a great concern to all people who love SEC football. And the amazing thing to me is your Alabama callers don't seem to sense what's going on and what Texas A&M is doing. And they just think that just because they won in the past, they're going to win in the future. But everything has changed, and it's a question of who will do what.
Now, Eric, I can tell you I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I've heard and all I will say is don't be misled by the callers, because there are people there who are gravely concerned about what is going on. And, you know, I wouldn't say the moment has passed, but there's no doubt Texas A&M got the lead on everyone else.
Well, I know you have to dance around what you can say every once in a while, but I don't have to. And they are clearly the leading culprit in this. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I do have to dance for a living, but I'm not dancing here when I agree with you.
I appreciate that very much, and I will call you later this week.
Thank you.
With my suggestions about how we can do something about this.
Look forward to hearing that. Thank you very, very much. Big J is up next in Texas. Hello, Big J.
Hello, Paul. You're my favorite program for
Thank
now,
you.
That is. I'm hearing a lot of inferences on from Alabama fans, Georgia fans, whatever, on NIL and what A&M is doing.
Right.
A&M gets the number one class for the first time in history, and everybody is throwing a hissy fit. And I do not believe there's anything going on. And Legend is, by the way, is one of the worst, but he's not a legend. He's just a gutter turtle.
A gutter turtle? Heard that phrase.
A gutter turtle, yes.
Wow.
The legend in your callers is Jim. Not legend. He's a legend in his own mind. But anyway, you've been dancing around the edges on A&M along with everybody else. You know, we get the number one recruiting class, first time ever in history, and we're cheating. We're not cheating. Jimbo.
Yeah, let me make it clear. We did not release the caller because we disagreed with him. He violated the policy of the program by uttering a word that we could not tolerate. We have an automatic release. So we'll try to come back to him later. We only have a little bit of time left. Let's go to Red Dog
The only legend out there is the Georgia Bulldogs, 2021 national champion. Paul, stop changing the subject. We're on top, baby.
Red Dog, what you don't understand is people move on. Only sycophants keep saying the same thing over and over again like you.
Amen.
It's sad. Yeah, I want to say that it's very sad. I don't want to say anything more about Red Dog other than he's sad and pathetic. And we will pray for him overnight for a full recovery from whatever malady seems to be infecting his brain. We are out of time. We hope you have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow.